You're listening to SBS News.
For 87-year-old George Ray, falling term deposit rates could cost some $500 per year, or around $40 a week. The Sydney pensioner says he will respond by economising on food.
You've got to look around for the cheapest stores, which have the cheapest, but sometimes it's not always the high quality stuff that you'd like to buy, but it's sustains you, all right.
Even before the Reserve Bank cut official interest rates by a quarter of a percent, lenders began reducing their term deposit rates, some by much greater amounts than they cut mortgage rates. The Combined Pensioners and Superannuants Association calculates that due to one rate cut alone, a single person with modest life savings of $90,000 in term deposits would lose some $140 per year. For a couple with $130,000 saved in term deposits, the losses rise to $215 a year. The association's policy manager, Paul Vestige, says it's a serious situation for retirees facing the prospect of another 1 to 3 rate cuts in the coming year.
The successive interest rate cuts, the cuts in term deposit rates, are really an unfolding slow train wreck that is really cutting a swathe through retirement incomes of very vulnerable Australians.
Wayne Strandquist is the acting president of the Association of Independent Retirees and says the banks should balance their social responsibilities with preserving their margins.
As a business, they still need to generate profitability, and unfortunately that means that where their income from loans is reducing, so their deposit that they pay interest on will also need to reduce. Otherwise, they will reduce their profitability overall. It's not an easy task, but certainly we have been critical of the banks in the way they've managed some of their financial products and certainly their behaviour in and around the Royal Commission.
Hours after the Reserve Bank cut rates, its governor, Philip Lowe, publicly urged banks to treat their customers better, noting recent falls in the bank's own costs of raising funds in wholesale markets. The next day, the ANZ did lift rates on one term deposit account. Financial advisers say affected retirees can adjust their lifestyles or shop around for better deposit rates or seek higher risk, higher return investments like shares, managed funds and even property. Pensioner George Ray says he is shopping around, but he's wary of all but the most conservative investments.
CPSA have a pamphlet out regarding term deposits and and how much you can earn on them, and the risk with a term deposit, and also the risk against buying shares and that aren't blue chip.
Wayne Strandquist of the Association of Independent Retirees says that attitude is typical of older retirees.
We encourage all of our members to, if they are self-funded or partly self-funded, to diversify their investments across a number of investment classes. However, we find that as people retire longer, they tend to gravitate to more government guaranteed savings accounts. They move very much to more conservative investment strategies.
To those, however, who are prepared to take greater risks, Colin Lewis, head of strategic advice at Fitzpatrick's Private Wealth, urges caution when it comes to, for example, mortgage-backed securities.
We've seen, like, Basis Capital, Australian Capital Reserve. Years ago we saw a state mortgage. They all collapsed, you know, and people were enticed into those products with, the sweetener of higher interest rates. And particularly when you can possibly get a 5%, 5.2% rate, you know, and you can only get 2.5% from a bank, you know, it's pretty attractive, but you've got to know what you're taking on.
He and lobby groups cautiously welcome Centrelink changes that take effect from July the 1st. The existing pension loan scheme, which is a kind of reverse mortgage, accepting the value of a home as security against a loan, has been expanded to allow self-funded retirees as well as pensioners to top up their retirement income. Also from July the 1st, pensioners can earn as much as $300 per fortnight, up from $250, without it affecting their pension. Paul Vestige of the Combined Pensioners and Superannuants Association hopes the government will also quickly lower the deeming rates that are used to assess a pensioner's investment income. These have not changed since 2015.
Usually the deeming rates have been lower than the term deposit rates, so that people were always on the right side if they invested in term deposits. Now that interest rates have dropped, that is no longer the case. The highest deeming rate is 3.25%. The average term deposit rate is 2%. There is a huge gap, and people, if they stick with term deposits, will lose more in the pension than they really should.
In the wake of the official interest rate cut, the government has yet to adjust deeming rates. Human Services Minister Anne Rustin says she has sought advice on whether the changes are necessary.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.